Welcome to the C3 SYD podcast. Our heart for you is that you would know Jesus, find community, and discover purpose. To find out more about our church, head to our website at c3syd.church. We hope that this message encourages you today.
Church, welcome to February, which means it is Vision Month. I hope you're ready. I hope you had a great January. We hope you had a great summer. But we are so excited to be launching today our vision for 2023, which is a church purposed for others. So, babe, here we are. It's 2023.
It is.
We're launching the vision. It's so exciting. Vision launch, Vision Sunday is just so exciting. But we're going to have such an awesome year. Things we have to look forward to. Obviously, we have Vision Builders Dinner, which we love. It's one of the biggest sit-down dinners in Sydney, and it's our church. And so we're going to have that opportunity to accelerate, expand our vision again. Also, last year we had conference. Did you love conference?
I loved conference.
Conference was such a special time for us as a church, and we're going to be doing it again in October. So we have that to look forward to. What else is happening?
We also have other special moments in the year, like baptism Sundays, Easter, Mother's Day, Father's Day.
Father's Day, it's very important. Don't forget it. Just
we have all-in team nights and Easter. No, Christmas.
Christmas. We have Christmas. We're taking back Christmas. We had a great Christmas last year. We're going to have an even better Christmas in 2023. And look, ultimately what we're really excited about is seeing more people take steps to know Jesus, find community and discover purpose. We have so many stories of people taking steps in 2022, and we are believing for that to go to another level, that we see so many people taking steps to grow in Christ. So before we move on and sharing more about the heart of 2023, we want to refresh your memory of what we see for our church in the future. So check it out. We see a large, healthy, growing church in the beautiful city of Sydney. A church that the people of Sydney love and that loves the people of Sydney.
We see a multi-generational, multi-ethnic and multi-site church.
We see a church that makes disciples of Jesus. A church where people are taking their next step to know Jesus, find community and discover purpose.
We see connect groups in every suburb across Sydney. Groups where people are immersed in life-giving, Jesus-centered community.
We see services alive with the Holy Spirit, youthful in heart, fresh with creativity, helpful to people, and inclusive of non-believers.
We hear a fresh sound of worship that draws the heart of people to Jesus. Worship that is like an observatory between heaven and earth.
We see a church that is a beacon of hope with a visible presence and physical permanence right across Sydney.
We see a strong team bound together by love, working together as one and empowered to make a difference. The best way to enjoy church is on team.
We see a multitude of leaders who are humble, hungry, and pure-hearted.
We see a church ready to house a great return of sons and daughters and a great harvest of new believers.
We see a church that loves its local community and is loved by the local community.
We see a church that is making a difference, a church that is leaving the imprint of Christ on Sydney.
We see a church that seeks God with all of its heart.
We see a church that is focused, mobilised and on mission. A church that hits the mark.
We see a church that God trusts and is using to see Sydney a city for Christ.
What a beautiful picture of the future, church. So, a church purposed for others. 2023, this is what we feel from God for us as a church, right across Sydney, that we would be a church purposed for others. I remember at All In Team Night in August 2022, I was there in my discussion group. We actually broke up into groups and we were talking about, you know, why does it matter that we help people grow? Why is that important? And I was in the rabbits. If you're at All In Team Night, you'll know the context of that. But I was in the rabbits group and we were discussing. And then this incredible lady in our church, her name is Anne Nicholson, she shared her heart, what she felt, why it was important to help people grow. And this is what she said. She said this, and when she said it, I felt like God slapped me. I felt like God took a hold of me. And I felt like God saying, this is the thing for us as a church. She said this. She said, well, I guess you grow the most when you help someone else grow. Wow. And I feel like the Holy Spirit saying, that is for us as a church. You grow the most when you help someone else grow. That when you really are following Jesus, when you really are growing in your relationship with Jesus, it's often when you are helping someone else grow in their relationship with Jesus. So the scripture we feel for this year in 2023 is from Hebrews. It's in chapter 10 and it's in verse 24 to 25. This is what it says. It says, and let us consider how to stir up one another toward love and good works, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. What a great scripture. First thing we see here is it says, the writer is saying, consider. To consider is to ponder, to plan, to meditate, to dwell on, to think about. It says, consider how to stir up one another. Stir, the word stir here means actually to incite. It's quite a passionate, involved, almost aggressive kind of word. It's really to stir, to really encourage, to really help each other toward love and good deeds, good works. Love, what is love? This is love for God, love for people. We might say like this is knowing Jesus and finding community. This is loving God, loving people towards good works. What are good works? Good deeds. It's not just morality. It's not about just being ethically good. That is included. But what this word is actually talking about is talking about serving others towards love and good deeds, serving others. Consider, wouldn't it be amazing if we as a church, all week long, before we come and gather a Connect group, gather on a Sunday, wouldn't it be amazing if all of us were considering not what we're going to just get out of church, not just considering ourselves, not just considering what we want and our preferences, but imagine as a whole church, all week we were praying, meditating, planning, considering, how could I help someone else grow in their love for God this week? How could I help someone else grow in their love for others this week? How could I help someone else discover the call of God for their life? Man, when we are considering that, when we take ourselves out of the center and we put others at the center of our considerations, it is incredible how satisfying, how fulfilling our Christian faith becomes. So it says, consider how to stir up one another, not neglecting, says, meeting together. Because I want to encourage you, when we meet together, this is where it's like fuel for our soul. I mean, when I gather with my Connect group, I leave so encouraged. I leave so inspired. I feel full. I feel fed. I feel alive. I feel like my faith has been refreshed and rejuvenated. It says, not neglecting to meet together in order to encourage one another. The goal of every time we gather, whether it's at Connect Group or a service, is encouragement. That the environment we create is one of encouragement, one that edifies. And so, wouldn't it be amazing every time we gather, all of us playing our part to encourage one another, not just trying to take, moving from just consuming, but actually to a posture where you are asking the Holy Spirit. Imagine every week you're asking the Holy Spirit, God, who have you given me today to encourage? What is the thing I can encourage this person or that person, the one or the two? What are you giving me, Lord, to encourage them this week? I think that kind of posture, we believe that kind of posture for us as a church would be revolutionary. It would change the way we experience being a part of the ecclesia, the body of Christ. It says all the more as we see the day coming. What is the day? The day is the return, the great return of Jesus Christ, our King, our Savior, our Lord. He will return. And until then, I believe God is calling us to stir one another up towards steps, to encourage one another towards the call of God for our lives. So this means we're moving from, if 2022, being a church in motion, we were focused on being a disciple. We were focused on what's your next step. In 2023, our focus is shifting not away, but not just from what is my next step, now to what is their next step. What is that person in my connect group? What is that family member? What is that person I'm praying for? What is their next step? And we're going to ask God, help me grow, but Lord, who can I help grow? Help me grow, but Lord, who can I help grow? And here's the reality, like Ann Nicholson said, you grow the most when you help someone else grow. So I'm believing with you as a church, Jessen and I, all of us, that we're going to find God doing incredible things this year. Jessen right now is going to share, as we've been praying, she's going to share some of the prophetic, some of the picture, the sense God has given her for us as a church this year.
Yeah, so church, we've been praying into since, you know, last year, asking God, what does it look like to be a church purpose for others? And I recently just got this really simple, clear picture, and it was of a boxer, and he was in a ring just on his own, and he had got his gloves on, and he was doing the, you know, like hopping around, kind of psyching himself up, getting ready for a fight. And suddenly someone else jumped in the ring with him, and I kind of thought, okay, these two people are going to fight. But this other boxer actually got gloves on and stood alongside him, and they started to fight in the punch in the same direction together. And I really saw that as a picture of this is what it looks like to be a church purpose for others. It's about getting into the ring, stepping into other people's life, thinking about someone else's life, getting in with them and actually getting some gloves on and fighting with the person, helping someone grow, working with somebody, whatever they're fighting through. Yeah. But it's about coming together, doing things together. Amazing. And then I saw these handful of specific things to be helping people fight for, and they were salvation, people that friends and family that were believing for salvation. Mm. I saw anxiety and depression, that we would come alongside people and fight those things. I saw people whose children, they want children to return to God. Yeah. I saw young couples who are believing for children, that we're going to stand alongside somebody else and help them fight to see that. And the last thing I saw was businesses. Our church is filled with great businesses, and I really believe this year that we're called to stand alongside others and to help fight for great success in business.
Amazing. And that's the picture we see for us as a church. So, babe, I guess when it comes to being a church purposed for others, why this matters to us, why we believe God has given us this call, this sense for this year. One of the things, I guess, is that when you are focused on others mm-hmm. focused, you're kind of less worried about yourself. Mm-hmm. And so you actually have a lot more fun.
Yeah.
You enjoy it more.
Yeah.
Don't you?
You do.
What else? It's more planted.
Yeah, I think when you're helping other people grow, you feel more planted in church, you're enjoying it more, what else?
You're less orientated with your preference.
Yes.
And I guess consumption. Because sometimes it can be like we're consuming church.
Yep.
But really, God's design for us is not that we consume church, but actually that we build church.
Yeah, you become builders.
You become a builder.
Yeah. And I think you inspire others to do the same as well.
That's right.
People are watching.
Tell the story about the license. You're getting your driver's license.
Oh, yes. So I was a teenager running a Connect group, and I didn't have my driver's license yet. And church was kind of, I was living on the northern beaches, but church was in the city for me. So I went to get my driver's license, and I remember praying before I took my test, Lord, if you help me pass my test, I'm just going to fill my car every Sunday and take people to church. Anyway, after a very bad test, thinking I've, you know, nearly failed. Killed us and failed, the lady, to my surprise, said I'd passed.
Wow.
So every Sunday from that Lord moment, I filled my car for years through my teenage years, 20s, and it made church, you know, it really helped me get planted through my younger years. And I didn't miss a week, because when you're focusing on, you know, getting other people there, you'll do anything to help other people love church.
Yeah, it's so true. I mean, I remember like the car ride with people to church. I remember bringing teenagers to Friday night youth. One of them was Tim Exton. I mean, that was the highlight. The highlight wasn't just the service. The service was great, but the highlight was also going together and being in the car and having that orientation. The other thing, I think when we're a church purpose for others, we move from being just acquaintances in people's lives to being significant in people's lives. And we believe God has called us to be significant contributors to people's lives. And when you really think about who's been significant in your life, it's generally people that helped you grow.
Yeah.
It's generally people that challenge you. I mean, I know for my life, Pastor Phil, I know you've had pastors and leaders and friends and family in your life that have helped you grow. That's really, we want to be that kind of church, a church purpose for others, where we are significant in people's lives because we're helping them grow. Mm. I guess the last area or thing we believe this is really important is because we believe God is wanting us to move from solely addition to multiplication, from adding to multiplying. That we are not just focused on adding things or adding people, but actually now we're multiplying. We're reproducing who we are. And there's a classic scripture. You'll know it. It's the Great Commission. And it talks about go into all the world and make disciples. Make disciples. And so really the sign that you're a disciple, one of the pictures that you're a follower of Jesus, that you're a disciple, is that you make disciples. You make other disciples. And so that's what we want to be. We want to be a church where we're all involved in making and developing and helping others grow in Jesus' mighty name. So, babe, right now we have an incredible story that you're going to love from one of our Connect groups. So why don't you check it out?
My name's Tash and this is Ash, and I attend Ash's Connect group, which has led me to share my next step story. I moved to Sydney about a year ago for work and a change in lifestyle. It was a big change for me, just going from being surrounded by people 24/7 in small towns to suddenly moving to this big city in Sydney by myself with no family and no real connections or friendships there. So looking back, I probably was the loneliest that I've ever felt. So it was around the middle of this season that I came across C3 SYD in Silverwater.
Yay.
There was just something about the culture and the genuinity of the people there that made it feel like home. I noticed that there was a gap in the young adults for like a Connect group with people our age, and the people that were around our age that I'd met were sort of just floating here and there. And it wasn't until the lovely Milo came up to me and she introduced me to Ash here, who basically took that huge step and that responsibility of starting up a Connect group for the young adults.
For me, it was all about creating a space for people to come as they are and just connect and feel loved and accepted. I think that's what we all want. And I really do have a heart for people and seeing people thrive and grow. And so I wanted to just open up a space for people to come and have fun and learn more about God and grow. Running this Connect group has obviously been a big growth step. And where I'd like to see it going next is us young adults just really stepping out more into community things. I think we've done a lot of growing sort of in our space with God, but actually now stepping out into the community, even stepping out in our giftings, what that looks like. Yeah, just being more bold this year.
This group ended up becoming like one of my main social circles. And that was when I realized, even though it was like 7 p.m. and I might have just finished work, I was like, I need to do everything I can to get there, not out of like guilt or obligation. I genuinely wanted to be there because it was like, it gave me energy for the rest of the week. Yeah, I'd have to say that I've just been so blessed just because Ash took that step to start the Connect group and taking that next step of joining one. I've just seen how much it's impacted my life, and I really want to see that same thing reciprocated and impacted on other people that were going through the same thing as me. Just because, yeah, God hasn't called us to do life alone. He's called us to live in community. And once you take that next step of faith, trusting that God will just guide the rest, just seeing the fruits of it all is so rewarding.
Wow, what a great story about helping somebody else grow.
Isn't that good? And Connect groups, we love Connect groups. We are a church of Connect groups. So right now, if you're in a Connect group, if you run a Connect group, we love you. Thank you for what you're doing. I want everybody to put your hands together. Come on, church, every location, front to back, left to right. Let's thank our Connect group leaders. Let's thank everybody in a Connect group. Come on, keep celebrating. Connect groups is a big, big deal. We love it. We love it. We love it. Now, team, I want you to come and join us on the stage right now. Worship team, come and join us on the stage right now as we close. Now, church, what I want you to catch is that a church purpose for others. This is our focus for the year. And over the month of February, we're going to be unpacking what it means to be a church purpose for others. And each week we're going to be talking about, I want you to know, what we're going to talk about each week, the second week. So next week, we're going to talk about stir them up. We're going to be unpacking further. What does it look like to encourage, to build others up? Then the week after that, the third week, we're going to talk about towards love and good deeds. We're going to unpack what does that look like. And then on the last week, the fourth week, we're going to talk about an environment of encouragement, and going to be unpacking this all through Hebrews 10, 24 to 25. You're going to love it. Don't miss a week, church. Don't miss a week. Let's get our hearts aligned and ready for what God wants to do this year in 2023. It's going to be amazing. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for C3SYD. Lord, we thank you, God, for all you're doing in our church. Father, we thank you for our history. We thank you for our future. And we thank you for what you're doing this year ahead in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you for every person in our church. Lord, we thank you in Jesus' name, Lord. You would anoint us, Father, equip us, empower us by your Holy Spirit to reach people, to be a church focused on others. Father, we pray, Holy Spirit, come like a fire, come like a river, breathe afresh on us as a church. Lord, we thank you that joy rises. Lord, that joy bubbles over. Father, the joy of our salvation, the joy of being together. Lord, we thank you for great joy as we see others. Show us the one, show us the two. Lord, as we see others taking steps, God, that it would be like food for our soul. Lord, that it would be like nutrition for our faith. Lord, pour it out this year. Do a fresh thing in Sydney in Jesus' name. They all said amen. Amen. Church, we love you and we'll see you soon.
Thank you for listening to the C3SYD podcast. To make sure you don't miss out on our next podcast, click subscribe. If you want to find out more about following Jesus, get connected, or find a C3SYD location near you, head to c3syd.church/connect with us. Don't forget, you can find us on YouTube and Instagram at c3.syd. We look forward to having you back soon.